there's quite a bit of distortion in phase modulation from the different source products, you know, the quadrature feeds, and, you know, guess what? You're going to have mixing products that are not going to be pretty.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about that issue, so that, you know, perhaps could, you know, accidentally find somebody such as Kenwood, maybe, who does have audio experience, that accidentally puts an FM circuit together instead of phase, you know, like that.
I think all the Kenwood products are phase modulated. I can't think of a Kenwood product that's actually FM anymore. In fact, I'm trying to think, the last time I had a Kenwood product that was FM, it probably said Trio on it. And it probably had crystals, and it was probably called a TR-22, or what was the other name for the TR-22 before the, before they brought it here? Was it the 2200 or 2000 or something?
I'm trying to remember. I remember the TR-22 as a model number, I just don't remember. I'm sure it had crystal filtering and all that, or maybe it didn't. I don't know. It was a rock-bound rig all the way, as I remember.
Yeah, the 22 had a, I think it was 6 channels, and the 22C had 12. That was a big deal. And then, the crystal filter in it was a piece of garbage, 455 kilohertz Murata C filter. And if you were lucky, you know, I think that was what was in the 22C, and maybe the 22 and 22C had maybe a D filter. But if you had a repeater on 7.9 and 7.3, 146.7.9, 146.7.3, that was a problem. In fact, I can remember in New York being on the 146.67 machine and hearing splatter from the 146.73 machine that had been in Lower Manhattan and eventually went over to Brooklyn back in the 70s, if you remember that.
What you said, the 7.0 machine, 1070?
No. This was the 146.73 machine in Manhattan, then later Brooklyn, and the 146.67 repeater in Manhattan.
Okay, yeah, I was on staff at NBC in those days, so in fact I was a repeater controller among other folks for the 3696 machine, and we had 220 as well as 450 there too. But that's before. That means 220 and 450 in those days was practically unused, especially 220.
Yeah, and I'm going to compare that to today, where not only do I have a 220 radio, but I'm the proud owner and have for 20-odd years of a 222 transverter. I have a bunch of tri-band handy talkies that do 220. I have a dual-band handy talkie, 2 meters 220, a Ushan, a Chinese radio. I have an Olenco DR-235. I used to have two of them. I sold one. And I have a TYT, a Chinese mobile radio, TH-9000 on 222. And, oh, no left turn. Where do you actually drive in this city? How do you actually get to the train station? You know, this is maddening. This is absolutely maddening. You know, they have these no turn here, no turn there. Not one way, just you're not allowed to turn. Yeah. It's amazing how you get around Newark. It really, really is. They need to have some thought put into these things, like, you know, certain hours of the day, certain days of the week, things like that. Dear me. Anyway, all I'm trying to do is get to the train station so I can pick up my son in a few minutes. But anyway, I have a TH-9000 on 2 meters, another one on 220, another one on, or 222 if you will, another one on 440, 430 and 440. And, you know, I gotta tell you, it's marvelous. It really is to have these choices of radios, but more importantly, they all have the same human factor. So I used to do that with the Lincos, but my Lenco 440 radio died, and so I said, well, you know what? Maybe I had tried the 2YT 2-meter radio, so I figured let me try the 220 and the 440, and I've been very pleased.
Okay. Have you noticed the difference in audio?
Only slightly. They're very similar to the Lincos, but the Lincos have a slightly more spriteful audio. I can give you an example of that. I do still have an Lenco 2-meter radio, but it's got a packet controller built into it. I keep that as a second 2-meter radio in my car. Hold on a second, let me switch radios. W2TTT. Now this radio also has a hotter microphone, but you see how much more spiteful it is?
Oh yeah, big difference. Your lower end is quite a bit stronger.
Right. Wow. I just go through an intersection on my right and got a horn blast from somebody else on my left. Behind me. He never even saw the cop go by him on his right. Oh, I love it. Dear me. Well, I found one way to Penn Station here in sunny Newark. By the second time when it's not cloudy.
Okay, you sound like you're possibly skipping the bandpass there for a moment or two.
Yeah, the difference also is that this radio has way too much gain, and I've been trying to make adjustments in it forever, and I've toned it down a little bit. What I would actually have to do is put a resistor network in the microphone to pad down the audio.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, especially if you can, you know, somehow monitor it. I've often thought of that. I guess you could calibrate it with a known entity. And then work from there. Always remember in Newark, you can't get there from here.
I'm re-examining that statement for the umpteenth time. I'm finally at a place where we can turn, but it's very, very slow. And the second it turns green, the guy three cars behind me is hitting his horn. To go, and I can't go anywhere because of the guy in front of me. So, let's see. So, I am in a line that's not going to get me where I need to go. Isn't that great? I'm on the line that's adjacent to the taxi line. So, I'm going to have to go around the 10-block area again just to go 30 feet to my left in a place where I'm allowed to be. Isn't that great?
I presume that's for the cab companies?
Yeah, they have a taxi line right in front of the door, and then there's a free lane next to it. Well, okay, by the time you get to the end of the taxi line, there's, you know, 20 or 10 car lengths worth of space to the corner with large planters and no stopping or standing signs. So you wouldn't be denying the taxi anything, but you know, the city doesn't want you parked there. So they want everybody else another let's say 50 feet, further 50 feet away from the building, my guess that's, you know, a both traffic control and anti-terrorist move.
Yeah, that's always a pet peeve of mine. The politicians always decide somehow or another that their very entities are going to be of interest to Arabs that don't exist anymore in the world of attempting to blow up the place. You know, they forget most of those things don't, most of those camps don't have wings on them and fly airplanes and carry lots of people and stuff like that. But there was one guy in Westchester County put a huge degree of security in the local city hall, and somebody pointed out to him that the building doesn't fly, and most people don't care about Westchester County as far as terrorism goes.
No, but a lot of people are getting increasingly pissed off, pissy with government, so that may be for that reason alone.
Yeah, not only that, the town of Greenburg out here delights in putting police on the Hudson River and having them stop boats for no apparent reason, and legally, technically, what they call it, it's probable cause. So, you know, they're violating federal law right there. They're in a federal, you know, the Hudson River is a federal waterway from the Atlantic Ocean to the federal lock in Troy, New York. And, but these police chiefs around here don't seem to know that.
Yeah, but, you know, the irony of that is that, you know, the state of Texas and the states of Arizona, New Mexico, and California, you know, either don't want to or are not allowed to by federal officials to patrol their obvious borders. I mean, they can look at people swimming across a river, arrest them on the shoreline, and then get chastised for watching someone swim across the water from Mexico and enter the country illegally, and somehow or another that's not allowed, you know, by local law enforcement. You know, it's maddening. Even New York's stop and frisk law or process, you know, is pretty, actually, it's stop, talk, and maybe occasionally frisk. Generally not, by the way. And it is kind of amazing how in neighborhoods where they've used it, how gun crimes are down. And when they back off, gun crimes are up. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unless you have a permit, at least in New York State anyway, if you get stopped and frisked and you have a gun on you and you don't have a permit, you're going to go away for a while. That's actually, as you point out, that's actually a very good offshoot of that scenario. It's a pain in the butt for some people, but, you know, it's probably a good way of controlling something that's otherwise not controllable.
See, there are just connected KJ4ILK. Great.
Yeah, I'm coming through the Echo Link you guys have, over.
I'm sorry, what was the call sign through the Echo Link? Good morning, or not quite good morning, good evening. W2TTT.
Kilo Juliet 4, did you Radio Lima Kilo, over.
Well, good evening, sir. My name is Gordon. The other station is John. John, say a few words, and maybe next go around he'll tell us where he is. I'm right now mobile in Newark, New Jersey, and John, you can tell our guest where he is, where you're located.
Okay, Gordon. Yes, I'm in northern Westchester County, not too far from the Bear Mountain Bridge. A reference to that would be about 60 miles north of New York City. Over to you, station.
Yeah, Roger. The name here is Ricky Romeo India Charlie Kilo Yankee in Chatsworth, Georgia. Yeah, it's raining here. It's 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, over.
Ricky, you just don't sound like you grew up in Chatsworth. I have not lived in Georgia, but I spent some time in Georgia. I spent some time in the South. I was in Atlanta last weekend. So y'all got to tell me that you're really not from Chatsworth originally, right? You were from someplace up north, perhaps? Go ahead, Richie. Ricky, sorry.
Yeah. Originally, I'm from Georgia, New York State there. I don't know why you changed your accent all of a sudden there, but I could understand you would just find the way you were a minute ago there, over.
Oh, my. Ricky, what's your call sign again, please?
Yeah, Kilo Juliet 4, India Lima Kilo. I was born in New York, and my parents are New Yorkers. It's just I live down here in Chatsworth, Georgia, if that's what you're asking, over.
I grew up here in New Jersey, then lived in Shreveport, Louisiana, and they talk a different kind of Southern than they do in Georgia. In Georgia, they talk about Georgia. And Louisiana, they talk about Louisiana. That's a different kind of conversation. In Louisiana, they talk a little funny. They talk a little fast. They talk like Corporal Cueball, my favorite bald-headed Democrat. But anyway, I'm sorry. But then I lived in Manhattan in New York City. So, good for you that you ended up in Chatsworth, Georgia. That's kind of neat. As I said, I was in Atlanta and last Friday and Saturday, and I was in Greensboro on Thursday into Friday morning. Actually, all of Friday, Thursday and Friday, and then Friday night, Saturday, and into Sunday, I was in Atlanta. And then I drove home that same day. So KJ4, India Juliet Lima, I think I got that right. You take it, then enter the John, W2TTT.
Yeah, the call is Kilo Juliet 4. India Lima Kilo, Kilo Juliet 4, India Lima Kilo. Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't hear you on the 14679 repeater in Chattanooga, Tennessee there. I have that programmed in, or the 146.820 repeater there in Atlanta. I'm surprised I didn't hear you on either of those two repeaters there, over. Kilo 2 Tango Tango Tango, Kilo Juliet 4, India Lima Kilo, go ahead, over.
Yeah, I wasn't on the air that much. Let's see, in Atlanta, What was I on? 145.41 maybe. I can't remember. I have to go look. I don't have my notes from the trip in the car with me right now. But very good. Well, I'm looking at your QRZ page, and it's very, very nice. So you got yourself a 4 call. Good for you. And I like the picture of your grandfather's radio setup. For some reason, the picture of yours didn't come through on my browser, but that could just be my stupid browser. Anyway, John, go ahead. Say a few words to Ricky, over.
Okay, Ricky, are you anywhere near Lake Lanier?
No, I'm quite a long way off from that there. I have to look at the map. It's been so long that I've been to Lake Lanier. You know, actually, my friend who lives in Lafayette, Georgia, his grandfather from the 1800s, his grandfather named that lake after his great-great-grandfather there. His name, my buddy's name is Thomas Lanier. He's not a ham, but I'm trying to get him into the hobby. Now, did it say anything about my 442.300 repeater that I have on Fort Mountain over?
Yeah, it talks about that. This doesn't show the picture of your repeater. For whatever this deal is, your grandfather's station picture shows up, but or your great grandfather's picture, whatever, and but not your repeater station. So for whatever reason, that doesn't show up. But I'm using a phone as a web browser, and now I'm driving, so I'm not going to go look again. I don't want to end up either A, arrested, or B, in a crash. So.
Yeah, Roger. I'm still not used to the school system down here. They call them counties instead of districts. I was in elementary school. I was in District 144. I think that's what it was. It's been so long since I've been up there in the state of New York, that I've forgotten most about it there. I'm surprised I've still kept my accent, some of the words, they come out a little differently than normal. Can you get into the 29.6? 20, the
KQ2H repeater
system now,
over. Okay, very good, Ricky. Well, you know, I'm sure your repeater sounds good, chat for us and such. So, John, why don't you say a few words? I'm going to beg off and sign. I want to thank you for keeping me company. James is now with us. That's KC2FQV. And so I'd like to say hi to him and find out how his week in Washington was. So we will chat anon. So, John, over to you, and then I'll listen out. W2TDT.
Okay, Gordon. Yeah, I got to run myself. I got to get up early tomorrow. Great talking to both of you. And hang in there. That railroad station is... May as well have tried to drive to Penn Station in New York. So, anyhow, that's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess, for Newark. Have a good one, and I'm sure we'll run into each other down the line. Gordon, have a this is N2NBR, listening out.
573, John. Have a good one. And Ricky, you have a good one as well. November 1 NDR, is that right, I think? What do you call it? KJ4ILK, W2TTT, off and clear. 73, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, Roger, KJ4ILK. All right, I'll talk to you later. W2TTT, and the other stations. I will come back on here tomorrow night if I remember there. KJ4ILK, clear.
And don't be a stranger. W2TTT. Night-night, guys.
Yeah, Roger, if I remember there, like I said, KJ4ILK, clear.
KJ4ILK, disconnected.
You had a hard time getting out of bed?
You're up there.
I guess you went to bed late. What are you going to do? What happened, man? You went to bed late or you had a lot of coffee?
No, I went to bed at 8 o'clock, but I just didn't want to get out of bed. It was nice and comfortable. Air conditioning was feeling good. Wanted to stay there and sleep forever.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, Charlie, how was your day?
A little aggravating. My son was a bit of a pain in the ass.
Oh, no, not again. Not again. You want me to talk to him?
Yeah, it won't do any good. No, he's like that on a regular basis. He's real headstrong, very stubborn.
Roger that, Roger that. What are you gonna do? That's kids.
So, how was the evening on the radio?
I was kind of like watching TV, listening to the broadcast radio. I was listening to KQ a little bit of everything.
Okay, very good. Nice cool morning. I got 66 degrees over here.
Charlie, you know that information that you said you're going to mail me on crossbanding, that information? Where did you get that information from? You said you got some info that you're going to mail to me.
I got it off the internet. Somebody was asking the same question. How do you crossband with the Kenwood TS-2000?
Okay, great, man. Just what I needed.
Yeah, there's really not much to it. Wait till you see it. It's only like 4 steps. Something like that.
Okay, Roger that, Charlie.
I bet you if you really wanted to, you could try it out this weekend. It's just a matter of setting up the 2 frequencies.
Okay. All right.
So basically, like if I want to go into this repeater, you're saying that what I would do is I would put in 446000 in my HT. And I would also put 446000 in the main receiver. And in the sub-receiver, I would put this repeater. So when I would key up 446000 with the HT, that would go into the radio main receiver 446000, and that would key up this repeater on the sub-receiver. Am I making any sense to you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. What you do is you set up the, when you want to go to this repeater, you put all the information in, the PL tone, the offset, and I think you can go in into the 2000 on a simplex frequency with like 446000. I'm pretty sure you can. I don't think you have to set up a PL or anything.
Okay, roger that, Charlie.
No, because all you're doing is using your radio as a repeater. And so you control what you want to go into the radio. Sometimes they say set up a PL so that nobody else can get into the into your radio. But I don't think you have to worry about that. It's not like you got hams all over the place.
True, true, very true. Yes, indeed. I agree with you.
Yeah, so are you home the whole weekend?
Yes, I am.
There you go. I play around with it then. And then, excuse me, you know, then you can go outside and utilize your radio and the antenna on the roof to get into this repeater with your HD. You can run real low power because you're only trying to transmit with your HD, you know, into the house to the radio, and then set up the radio to transmit on high power out to the repeater.
But I did read in the manual, it said you will need a separate transmit and receive antenna to do crossbanding. So, I don't know, man. Do I need another antenna, or do they mean the antenna on my HD?
I would guess that just talking to, that's not true. I mean, I don't know how they've worded that, but all you need is the antenna on the HT and the antenna on the radio, because I've crossbanded before, and that's all I've ever had.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I thought also. You know, it's written in American, it's written in English, but it's by Japanese people, so it's a little bit, you know, a little off.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, you shouldn't have any trouble. That'll be cool when you're outside. I don't know, maybe you can get into these repeaters anyway with your HT, but probably noisily. I mean, you're getting into this repeater now, and you don't live that much further away, I don't think, from where you work. But it just makes it convenient. You get the use of the high power from the radio and the use of a base station antenna.
Roger. Yeah, Charlie, I live 15 minutes away from the job site. I live 15 minutes away.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You making out, Charlie? How you making out?
Not doing too bad. I haven't seen too many here this morning. I don't want to jinx myself up.
Yeah, a motorcyclist hit one in Southold out on the North Fork. It was in Newsday yesterday. Cyclist had to be airlifted to the hospital. He hit a deer.
Oh, wow, that had to hurt.
Yeah, so I was like, wow, I know where that is.
Steve won't be on today. He emailed me. He's got a splitting headache. So I guess he went to bed.
Roger that. KC2HBR.
And one of you two mobile. Yeah, I didn't have any coffee last night. I think that's part of the reason I woke up so groggy. I'm so used to drinking coffee before I go to bed. If I don't have it, I wake up with a
Okay, copy that, Charlie, copy that. How you feeling otherwise? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. We're supposed to go see my son in a play tonight, Shakespeare on the Green. So I've got to come home and take a nice long nap or else I'll never make it. It's about a 3-hour play.
What's that, at Sterling Farms?
Roger, roger.
What kind of animals do they have at Sterling Farms? Mostly dairy, what do they have, mostly cows?
No, the predominant animal at Sterling Farms are golfers. Not gophers, golfers, G-O-L-F-E-R-S, golfers. There are no animals there, that's just the name of the place.
Okay, roger that. How weird. What a name for a golf course.
Well, it used to be a farm that was turned into a golf course. And this theater and a restaurant, it's a beautiful place. Got a driving range. But I guess they kept the name.
Hey, Charlie, do they still got that Borders bookstore on that main drag? Or, you know, the one by Donut Delight? Across the street from Donuts Delight, they used to have a Borders bookstore. Is that still there?
The building is still there, but they went out of business. It's empty.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I remember Bill KB1IFY telling me a while back, but I wasn't sure. That's a shame. That's a real, you know, that store was beautiful. That was like the core of the neighborhood. In other words, everybody went there to meet and greet.
Yeah, I guess it was pretty popular. It had a little coffee shop in it, but I guess they weren't selling enough books to maintain the rent. Rents are very, very high in Connecticut. And, you know, of course, with the advent of digital books, you know, a lot of the bookstores are closing up now.
Yeah, I know. We have one by me that's the same way as that Borders used to be. It's a Barnes & Noble, and it has a Starbucks in it. And it's only about 3 blocks away from the house. And it's the same thing. It's the core of the community. It's in a shopping center. And it sees the most activity out of all the stores.
You got to think about how many books they have to sell a month to pay the rent. You know, rents in some places are probably thousands and thousands of dollars a month, maybe $10,000 a month, depending on how big the place is. That's a lot of freaking books you got to sell.
Yeah, and just like that store by you, that bookstore, the Barnes & Noble by me with the Starbucks in it, it's usually packed.
Yeah, we have a Barnes & Noble's in the mall downtown, and it's the same way. It's got a Starbucks. I don't know if it's usually packed or not, but so far they're still in business. That's where my wife got her Nook. And they're pretty nice there. They take care of you. It's a nice-looking store.
Roger on that. I got the Kindle. I don't have the Nook. I got myself the Kindle. And I'm very happy with it. I got to be honest with you. I've got no regrets. No complaints over here.
What one do you have, the Kindle Fire?
Nah, I'm just kidding around, Charlie. Charlie, I'm just playing with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you had the Kindle Fire, you can get on the internet with that.
Yeah, nah, I don't like that, Charlie. I like a regular book. You know, I'm old school, Charlie. I like the feel of a book in my hand, not some, what do they call that, e-reader.
Yeah, well, my wife was the same way. She loved the smell and the feel of a book, but now she reads her Kindle every day. I mean, her Nook every day.
To each his own, to each his own. But like I said, I just like the feel of a book, man. I don't go for that. Maybe I would eventually, but right now I'm just happy the way I am.
92 HBR and 1MUQ. Well, it certainly is convenient. You go away on vacation, you want to read a couple of books. You know, you don't have to pack them or anything. You just pack that skinny little nook, and you can read as many books as you want. So it is very convenient. But they're hard to read in the sun. They came out with a different one, a little tiny one that's good for reading in the sun, but who the hell wants to carry two of them? That's the disadvantage with them. You know, a book you can read outside, no problem. Kindle's a little bit tougher. My wife, when she's reading in the living room, she reads in the dark because they have their own built-in light. That's pretty cool. Save some electricity. Anyway, give me a minute. I'm here at the mobile station. Let me grab some coffee. And what am you, Kim?
Okay, we'll talk to you in a little while. KC2HBR.
No, not lately.
Roger that. Yeah, I like Raphael. He's a very nice, easygoing fella. He just comes in out of the blue. He doesn't seem to hang in there long, though. He always just stays in there for a couple of minutes, I notice.
Yeah, I don't know if he has 2 meters. I've never talked to him on 2. He usually comes in on the KQ on 440.
Okay, roger that. Where is Raphael? He's in the Bronx, right?
Yeah, somewhere in the Bronx.
Okay, copy.
I wonder if that's him trying to get in now.
Who knows? I think he would be able to make this one. This is a good repeater.
Yeah, you would think so.
What do you got? You got a chocolate chip Clif bar?
No, today I've got the power bar, the yogurt-covered power bar.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. Nobody needs to tell you how to eat.
Yeah, I buy it once in a while. A little expensive in this mobile store, but very tasty.
Yeah, what do they get? About $3?
Yeah, well, I got that, and I got a cup of coffee, and it cost me almost $6.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding, Charlie. You are not kidding.
Now, granted, I got the big coffee, but still, I don't do that all the time. But I was a little hungry this morning. Last night was bagel and eggs for dinner, so it wasn't a real big dinner.
I was watching TV the other day, and they showed you guys making the Carnegie pastrami. They showed how they get the navels fresh and then how they season them and everything. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, man, where's Charlie?
Oh, really? Where was that?
It was on one of the, the cable channels. I forgot which channel it was, but it was like... I couldn't believe it, man. They said, oh, these are the navels, I think it was the Food Channel. And they showed how they get the navels in fresh, and then, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it, man.
Now, where was it filmed? At the Carnegie?
I'm pretty sure that it was. Almost 100% sure that it was.
I wish I had seen it.
That was interesting. They showed the whole process, you know. And they said, they go, we start with the navel. These cuts of meat that you see here, these are called the navel. I was like, wow, man. Where's M1MUQ?
They also call them the plates, P-L-A-T-E, the plates. When we get them in, the boxes are marked plate.
Okay, roger that.
If you've got a computer, I've got a video that I made at work of them trimming the plates, the navels. We used to trim them, with a knife, a regular knife. Now we trim them with what's called a wizard knife. It's a circular blade that rotates at high speeds, and it makes trimming them a lot easier. That was my idea.
Okay, roger that. Good for you, Charlie. That's why you get the big bucks.
And 1MUQ Mobile. Next time I see you, which may be sooner than you think, I'll show it to you. It's on my cell phone. I'm borrowing an analyzer, check my antennas out, from Joe, KB2YAN. And when I'm done with it, I got to get it to Steve. So when I'm done with it, maybe Steve and I'll make plans to come by and see you again. And then I can give him the analyzer and I'll show you the video.
That sounds good. Do you know how to get here now?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, roger that. It's not hard, right, Charlie? You got to be honest with me. It's easy as, it's easy as pie. You know, really, the direction's going to be any more straightforward.
Yeah, I got a little screwed up going to work. I ended up in Manhattan. But once I got out of there, it was okay. At least now I know what to look for.
I'm pretty much, in a very good location here. Centrally located. All the highways and byways are all nearby.
Yeah, not a problem. Just got to refresh my memory on the exit again. What is it, 33?
35.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I got to talk to Steve, find out when he can do this. It won't be for a while, though. My other alternative is I know he's going up to Lake George. I might be able to meet him on his ride up to Lake George, depending on what route he takes. But if that doesn't work out, then we'll meet at your place.
Sounds good, Charlie. Definitely sounds good, my man. No doubt about it. I gotta say, though, you got some really crazy hours, man. You start at 3 in the morning. Oh, man, you are on the road at the most ungodly of ungodly hours.
Yes, I am, but I'm home a lot earlier than most people. The other day I left work when most people hadn't even had their lunch yet.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's true.
I mean, I've been working 3 hours when most people's alarms go off.
Yeah, so typically you're home by what, 1:30 in the afternoon, 2 o'clock the latest?
Yeah, usually 1:30. I haven't been home at 2 o'clock in a while, only if I really get screwed up with traffic. In fact, traffic was pretty bad yesterday, and I ended up getting home at 1:30. So I left a little bit early yesterday. I think I left at noon. But, yeah, for the most part, I'm home by 1:30. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. KC2HBR, that's pretty good. 1:30 in the... And then what do? You go to bed for a while? You go to sleep?
No, not usually. Because if I do that, then I'll have a hard time sleeping at night. No, usually I prepare dinner or whatever. Whatever has to be done. But sometimes I sit down and watch a little American Pickers or Pawn Stars. You know, unwind from the day. Have a few pretzels. Then try to kick it in gear and get started on dinner or whatever.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, sounds good, Charlie. Definitely sounds good. When you going out to Sag Harbor?
I don't know. Depends on the kids. You know, there's stuff involved with plays and stuff. We really can't get away. Although I had some clams that came from Sag Harbor. The guy I work with, you know, we grew up together. He has a house out there. He was out there that last weekend and got 10 dozen clams in a half an hour. And had a lot of extra, so he brought them to me. I gave them to my mother-in-law, and we had a clam fest. We had steamers. We had steam clams. We had baked stuffed clams, and we had spaghetti with clam sauce. So I'm eager to go out there and do a little clamming of my own.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I know. You were talking to me about that yesterday. Sounds really delicious, man.
Yeah, is there another station in there? And one MUQ mobile.
You got me now?
Hey, Raphael. Yeah, I hear you. Not real good, but I do hear you.
How you doing, Charlie? How you doing, Johnny? I'm sorry about the problem here, man. I'm going to get an outside set of there. No, I just want to step in and say hello. That's it, Charlie. And Johnny, God bless you both. Have a nice evening. Good day.
All right, Raphael. I heard you say something about getting an outside antenna. Yeah, you certainly could use one for this repeater. But good to hear you. I had a feeling that was you trying to get in.
I'm doing all right, Raphael. I'm doing all right. How you doing, buddy?
Hanging on there, Johnny. Hi, John. I'll be here stepping up. This is 2 Echo Papa Romeo. I'll be the back.
Okay, 73, Raphael. Thanks for jumping in. N1MUQ.
73, Raphael. Take care. Nice hearing you. Always a pleasure, my friend. KC2HBR. Homeboy Radio.
So how often do you go out to Quag or Cutchog or wherever the heck it is? I forgot now.
It's Cutchog. You got it right, Charlie. Cutchog. Once a month.
And it's nice out there. I'd be going out there every weekend if I could.
The rest of my family does. The rest of my family does. But, I'll tell you, Charlie, I love Queens. I'm born and raised in Queens. Home is where the heart is.
I was born in Queens. I was born in St. Albans Naval Hospital. I don't know if it's still around.
Okay, well, me and you were born nearby. I was born in Jamaica Estates.
Is that a hospital or a condominium?
Jamaica Estates is a neighborhood in Queens.
Are you born in the neighborhood?
Yeah, in Jamaica Estates, in that neighborhood, in Terrace Heights Hospital.
So you never left too far from home?
No, I've lived in Queens all my life.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I think after I was born, they moved out to Sag Harbor. That's where my mother grew up, and that's where she settled down with me. I tell you, it was really nice. I was blessed. I was just talking to a girl that I went to high school with on Facebook. Just sent her a message. How blessed we were to grow up in such a small town like that. Not too many people have that, you know, that small town experience of growing up. We used to Christmas carol. It was a lot of fun. Sleigh ride down the hill at the high school. Our summers were spent mostly at the beach. You know, always around water because it was a seaport town. We had a lot of fun growing up. She's getting a little melancholy now because the years are passing by and next year is our 40th high school reunion. You know, she doesn't know how many more these reunions we'll all get to go to.
Sounds like Norman Rockwell, man. That sounds like a Norman Rockwell painting.
It really is. You know, back in the 60s, things were a lot more simpler than they are now. And, you know, growing up stuff out there in the Summer of Love and everything. Oh, it was great. It was really, really nice. You know, my graduating class was about 68 students. You know, you got schools in Queens and Brooklyn. You know, I got 500-600 kids in the graduating class. So you can just imagine how small this town was.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, well, I hear you, Charlie. Okay, well, you had a good time. God bless you.
Yep. Had a real nice time. Got a lot of nice memories. But time moves on. New adventures. New people to meet, new friends to make. That's what life's all about. Try not to think about the end of it. Even, you know, I even look at the end of life as another adventure. Hopefully.
Roger that there. KC2HBR. Roger that there, Mr. Charlie. How long are you living in Connecticut now?
Let's see. My son's going to be 18. We've been married 19 years, about 22 years.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Good for you, man. Nice.
Yeah, flew by. Seems like just yesterday I was telling my wife when she told me where she was from. I said, Connecticut? I said it like it was, you know, a world away. And now I'm commuting back and forth to Connecticut.
Well, as long as you like it, that's the main thing. You seem to be happy where you are, so God bless you. Enjoy.
Yeah, I'm not always happy with the ride, but, you know, that's the price you pay for living in the country. You know, I could always have moved to New Jersey, live close by work, but, you know, I wouldn't have what I have now. I also wouldn't have a big lawn to mow, and I got to get to the front. I mowed the back yesterday. I'm sorry, the day before yesterday, and I just couldn't get motivated to mow the front. So I'm hoping to do that today.
Okay, my grass has stopped growing. It's not really growing now because of the heat. It kind of stopped like about 2 weeks ago. It really isn't growing that much anymore.
Yeah, if mine was growing, I would have had a mow it already. But I managed to get almost 2 weeks out of mowing it. That's why I ended up getting rid of the guy that, come on, you idiot. The guy that mows my lawn, because he'd mow it every week, whether it needed it or not, he'd mow it every week and charge me. I said, the hell with this. You know, I don't cut my hair every week, whether I need it or not. I cut it when I need it.
Yeah, that's a scam. That's a scam.
I remember one year the drought was real bad. My lawn was dead. It was all brown. And this guy was mowing it every week.
Oh, my God. That must have sent up a red flag.
Yeah, it certainly did. That's when I told him that. You know what? I think I'll do it myself.
Okay, and he was probably begging you, no, please, let me do it. Am I right, Charlie? Am I right?
Yeah, I was just in a bad spot. I was going underneath the apartments on my approach to the lower level, yeah. I even think he said, you know, I'll come every other week. I said, nah, that's all right, I'll do it.
What a clown. That's a real clown. And there's so many clowns like that out there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeedy. Boy, a lot of traffic out here tonight. Holy cow. Usually I go across the span of the bridge. Maybe there's a car, one or two cars with me. There must be 20 or 30 cars up here today.
Oh, wow. What, are they giving something away?
You know, they're running from something. I don't know. Just weird. City looks nice. Temperature went up from 68 to 73.
Now, Charlie, if I want to catch you over the weekend, what would be my best bet? What, 2 meters?
Yeah, 2 meters. Either Simplex or 955.
Will you get into this repeater from your house?
Yeah, oh
Okay, roger that. Ollie, did you put up your 333?
No, not yet.
Okay, copy.
I think I got disgusted when I had all these problems with my 6-meter setup. And I, in the past couple of days, I haven't even turned the radios on. That's how disgusted I get.
Are you talking about the Moxon?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if it's the Moxon or the radio or what. That's why I got to get this analyzer and take a look at the Moxon and see what it's doing.
Okay.
I'm hoping when I put the analyzer on it that it shows me the Moxon's all screwed up. As much as I'd really like to know that I put it together right. Because if the antenna's fine, then I got problems elsewhere.
I'm sure you could figure it out, Charlie. I'm sure you'll figure it out. I mean, you are my Elmer, after all.
Well, if it's the radio, I'm screwed, because I'm certainly not going to send the radio out to get repaired just for 6 meters. As long as the rest of it works, I'll just give up on 6 for now, until I can come up with another radio or something.
That's all. How's your Kenwood 450 treating you?
I haven't turned that on in a while. Unfortunately, it looks like I'm going to probably have to sell that.
Oh, my God. Why?
That's a long story, but I need the money.
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, that's a shame. I'm sorry, Charlie.
That's all right. Radios have come and gone. I've sold radios, bought radios. I'll sell it, and I'll buy another one down the road.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best stations I've had, especially with the microphone and everything hooked up to it. It really sounds sweet, but, I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah, okay, roger that. Oh, man. Yeah, that 450, that's a nice radio you got there, Charlie.
Yes, it is. I've got to take a picture of it so I can put it online. I got to do that pretty quick, so I keep putting it off. I guess I'm hoping I'll win the lottery and then not have to sell it. But in reality, I'm going to have to really put it on the chopping block, as they say.
Where did you buy that radio? At a ham fest?
No, I bought it online.
Oh, okay. KC2HBR. Roger that, Charlie. And that has FM, right? That has FM capability?
Yes, it does. Nice radio, real nice radio. The next one I'd like to get down the road would be the 850 or the 870.
Okay, how about the 950? Do you like the 950 SDX?
Yeah, that's a beautiful radio. I've known a few people that have that radio, and it sounds really, really good. And there's a lot of adjustments that you can make on that thing for audio quality. But that's a high-ticket radio. That's probably close to $2,000 used.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, maybe $1,700, $1,800. Somewhere around there, depending on the condition it's in, of course. But yeah, that's a high-end radio. That's a nice, nice radio. One of the guys that I talked to on 75 meters had that radio, and he had it with a Heil microphone, a W2 IHY EQ, and that thing really sounded good. Broadcast quality.
And my friend had one, too. My friend also had one, and he had a tower with a tri-band Yagi at 80 feet.
Except I really like your radio, too, that 2000. Not crazy about the way it looks. You know, I like the old-fashioned looking radios, but I do like the way it sounds.
Ollie, you know, not only does it sound good, but it can do so many different things. When Kenwood made that radio back in 2000, they left no stone unturned. In other words, they wanted a radio that could do everything and anything and still be relatively reasonably priced.
Now, you have a separate port on the back for a receive antenna if you wanted to, right?
That is affirmative.
Yeah, I would definitely utilize that, especially where I live. I try to build a either a loop antenna for receive or a beverage and receive on one and transmit on another.
Now, what I want you to understand, Charlie, what I want you to understand is this. There are five connectors in the back of the radio. There are five connectors. Two of them are for HF and 6 meters. Not one for HF and one for 6 meters. The two of them are each for HF and 6 meters. So you have two for that, and then you got